Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man. Due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Om Times Radio. The title of today's show is Roles People Live, The Hedonist. During the show, I'll be looking at people whose lower ego vulnerability energy is leading them towards living in the role of the hedonist as they go about living their daily lives. A person who has developed an insatiable desire for pleasure and can't seem to get enough of it. A person who often equates pleasure with happiness and the absence of pleasure as unhappiness. A person whose appetite for pleasure must be met, even if it must come at the expense of others or their own health, laying the groundwork for involvement in addictions involving drugs, alcohol, food, sex, or gambling, just to name a few. There are plenty of people who live in this role because there is no shortage of the messaging within the media and commercial industry that sells pleasure as the means to happiness and the supply of the lower ego vulnerability energy that drives people who are living in this role. Many of them have learned that the basis for one's being happy involves getting the things that will allow them to experience physical or psychological pleasure. The latter can include experiencing power, status, pride, dominance, unbridled freedom with no obligations or responsibilities, and anything else that leads to the hedonist feeling pleasure. Today, I'm going to take you into the hedonist mind by sharing with you what ego is leading them towards thinking or not thinking, feeling or not feeling, and doing or not doing. And exactly what's happening when a person is living in this role. All in the name of their survival, which is ego's ultimate and only purpose in our life, to be our survival energy, both daily and mortal. During this show, I'll be focusing on two main areas, ego's voice and spirit's voice. When I talk about ego's voice, I'm talking about the mixture of one's ego energy and one's mind. In the case of today's program, the mixture of the hedonist's lower ego vulnerability energy and their mind. The place where their thoughts, beliefs, attitudes, and values are formed. A place that can be called the ego mind or ego space, as I refer to it in my work, and lays the foundation for their insatiable desire to experience pleasure. It's their lower ego vulnerability energy that's impacting the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that the hedonist forms and uses in their daily life, which becomes their ego voice. Ego doesn't form the thoughts the hedonist is using because it can't think and has no awareness of itself, or the energy that it is, or the person whose mind it is infiltrating. The person living in the role of hedonist forms the thoughts, while building on the ego energy at work in their mind. Ego just provides the fuel, the energy. When ego is impacting what's going on in the hedonist mind, they are listening to and speaking with ego's voice, not their own, but they often don't know it. Ego is in the foreground of their life, and they are in the background. Ego should be in the background of our life, and only present when needed, if our survival is truly being threatened. So that's why tuning into our ego energy is one of the three contributors to ego medicine. We and the hedonist need to know whose voice we are truly listening to and speaking with in our thoughts, words, and deeds as we go about living our daily lives. Is it ego's voice or is it our voice? We want to believe that it's ours, but don't kid yourself, which is something that's easily done by many. We can all get the real, truthful, honest, and potentially painful answer to that question. Is it ego's voice or mine? A question that most people fail to get the answer to because they don't know how to go about getting it. And that's what my work is about. Helping you to get that answer and doing something about it if necessary. In a way, finding out if you're living in a role you didn't realize that you were living in, just as the hedonist is, which is happening for many, whether they are a hedonist or a sadist or a victim, or any of the roles I talk about in my programs on Roles People Live, and in my book, The Two Voices Within. Another way of putting it, the hedonist often doesn't know they're being a hedonist. The sadist often doesn't know they're being a sadist. And the victim often doesn't know they're being a victim, because they're unaware of the ego energy operating in their mind and in their life, and living on a 24/7 basis. But they need to find the answer to that question so that they can stop speaking with ego's voice and speak more with their voice, so that they can spend much more of their life living and not just surviving. After I get done talking about ego's voice and what the hedonist needs to hear more from it during the second segment of our program, I'm going to be sharing in the third segment what the hedonist is unable to hear from spirit due to being kept at a distance from spirit's voice by the ego energy at work and the distancing effect it has on hearing the voice of spirit. Even though the hedonist has a spiritual core that we all have, due to having the love, life, and energy God is within them, they are not spiritually well, because they can't be spiritually well in their life due to what their ego energy is doing in it and to it. Their unhealthy, lower ego vulnerability energy is not allowing them to hear about and be the love, life, and energy God is within their thoughts, words, and deeds, particularly within their efforts to find and experience genuine happiness. They cannot experience the awareness that real happiness includes the ability to experience unconditional love, being at peace with oneself, others, and the world, and being free of faulty expectations of oneself and others. Just to name a few of the ingredients to happiness, which have nothing to do with the pleasures we may be experiencing in our lives. It's not allowing them to fully realize the divine gifts of their life, being able to create their life, their eternal life, and the presence of God within them. Sadly, Spirit's voice is something they may never hear and come to know, unless they heal their ego energy. Sadly, the ego energy of the hedonist is getting in the way of connecting to their divinity, of being their divinity in their daily life, due to their preoccupation with getting the pleasures that life has to offer. Sadly, this is something that happens to many people in their life, whatever role they're living in. Many people die living in the role they had been living for 30, 40, or 50 years of their life, never coming to know divine truth and the divine gifts they have received. They never get better. Many hedonists never get better. They die never having really lived and coming to know and experience genuine happiness in their life. They spent all their time surviving within their hedonist thoughts, beliefs, values, and attitudes that can have them laser-focused on getting their next pleasure. With those sobering thoughts, I'll get started looking deeply into the hedonist by first giving you a brief description of the role of the hedonist, a person you may or may not be acquainted with in your personal life, but is out there in society, if not in your home, so that we can be on the same page as to the role and the kind of person I'm talking about. The hedonist has developed an insatiable need for pleasure. They can't seem to get enough of whatever brings them the feeling, the physiological or psychological experience of pleasure. The hedonist wants to experience pleasure whenever possible and as often as possible. And this includes the pleasure they can experience of a physical nature that can come from any of the senses, such as taste or touch or sound or sight or smell. Often from sources such as food or alcohol or drugs or sex or music and various forms of media. And a lot of times these can take on an addictive quality in the person's life. This can also include pleasures of a psychological nature that comes with experiencing pride or status or dominance or the sense of victory or the pain and suffering of others. All of these can be pleasure-inducing experiences that a person can become addicted to and come to know as what happiness is about. They seek to meet this need at every opportunity and will induce it when necessary, meaning that the hedonist will make use of the kinds of options I mentioned earlier in order to experience pleasure whenever they want to experience it. And it's usually sooner rather than later, as the hedonist has difficulty with delayed gratification. I'm sure you probably heard that term, delayed gratification, being able to put things off, perhaps as a means to making sure other things that are necessary to get taken care of, particularly life responsibilities we may have to ourselves or others. Well, hedonists have difficulty with that. By the way, we all want to experience pleasure. But the difference is that most of us, can put getting it off, and we don't have to experience it as often. We can be happy in between pleasure experiences, which is something that the hedonist often has difficulty doing. For many hedonists, what takes place between one pleasure experience and the next is unhappiness. Often the hedonist is addicted to things that can lead to their pleasure. The things that I kind of mentioned earlier, be they food or alcohol or internet porn or gambling or sex or things that all have to do with experiencing a certain degree of physical and or psychological pleasure. The hedonist equates pleasure with happiness, something I mentioned earlier, and they view its absence as unhappiness. So the line between pleasure and happiness for the hedonist often gets blurred. It's blurred because each of them do have something to do with feeling good. But the feeling good of pleasure and the feeling good of happiness are different. One example I'm thinking about is peace. Being in a place of peace feels very good. Generally, it doesn't necessarily come with experiencing physiological pleasure, but it still feels very good, and it's a part of what can become and we may experience as happiness. The hedonist has difficulty coming to know that difference because the happiness of pleasure is so physiologically intense and difficult to let go of in order to better understand what genuine happiness is about. So as I said earlier, there's this big confusion for many people those who are in the role of the hedonist between what pleasure is and what happiness is. They also feel weakened when they are not experiencing pleasure and experience they work hard to avoid. They don't like it when they're not experiencing pleasure. The hedonist often experiences a sense of deadness or emptiness or lifelessness when they aren't getting their dose of pleasure. They are very uncomfortable with a lack of arousal or stimulation or excitement, and which is the way that life is most of the time. Most of the time, life is not a three-ring circus with lots of things going on. There's a lot of downtime, but that downtime can be time of happiness. They don't like the downtime, which is why they often try to shorten it as much as possible, looking for their next opportunity to get pleasure, the way an addict often does. Unfortunately, this is the root for many addictions, such as alcohol or drugs or food or sex or gambling. The hedonist is at great risk to become an addict. They have difficulty drawing a line for how much is too much. Most of us want to experience many of the same pleasures. So this is not about not getting to experience our healthy experiences with pleasure within our life. That's a good thing. It's only when it starts to take over our life and consume us and get in the way of knowing what happiness that problems begin to happen. Most of us recognize the difference between pleasure and happiness and don't get caught up confusing one for the other. I hope this provides you with some familiarity with people who are living in the role of the hedonist, and that you can use this as a frame of reference as we go further in today's program. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, I'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the hedonist needs to hear and recognize from the voice of ego that's shaping the way they think, feel, and behave. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to look at the voice of ego operating in the mind of the hedonist. These are the kinds of thoughts rooted in lower ego vulnerability energy the hedonist is using to survive in their life and serve as the foundation for the thinking, feeling, and behaving they make use of as they go about their daily life. These are the kind of thoughts they must come to hear, recognize, and change if they are ever to become a better person, a whole person, and someone who can be their humanity and divinity. Ego's voice says, "You have been led to seek pleasure to gain distance from your vulnerability. You are strongest when your words, thoughts, deeds, and body are filled with pleasure. So you must pursue all means possible to find it. Allow pleasure to become your addiction." Here the hedonist is teaching themselves with the help of their lower ego vulnerability energy that pleasure can insulate them from being in contact with what may be uncomfortable to them. And this discomfort can be confronted with one's weaknesses, the discomfort of being made to be in contact with one's imperfections or those of life, the discomfort of humanity. And pleasure serves as the obstacle to making that contact, to coming to know it, to understand it, to work with it, to deal with it. The discomfort of realizing that pleasure is not and can never be a substitute for happiness. So that's a form of discomfort, not coming to terms with realizing they're not the same thing. Pleasure does not mean one is experiencing happiness. For the person with lower ego vulnerability who is living in the hedonist role, they don't want to encounter that awareness, that understanding that we all know, or most of us, that is, have come to know that they're not the same thing, that pleasure and the things that we get, the feel good of pleasure, whether it's psychologically induced or physiologically induced, pleasure is not what our happiness is about. By the way, happiness is a lot less expensive compared to the things that people need or purchase to get pleasure. And that by being consumed with and addicted to pleasure, the hedonist is able to live in a world in which they are not vulnerable. So the lack of vulnerability created, or the illusion of the lack of vulnerability created by being consumed with pleasure and experiencing pleasure, this faulty sense of I'm in control of my life and things are all good because I'm getting as much pleasure, fun, excitement, arousal, stimulation as I can possibly get, that means my life is really good. And that's in a form of life that many people have succumbed to because of the commercial industry and the advertising industry, who market happiness in the form of what can give you pleasure. Ego's voice says, "Know your happiness and strength in the pleasure you receive, and know your life as unhappy and lifeless when you lack pleasure. Let pleasure remove all that troubles you. You survive best and are safest when filled with enjoyment, pleasure. Here the hedonist is teaching themselves, with the help of their lower ego vulnerability energy, that pleasure is to be the reference point from which to know if you're happy or unhappy. Pleasure. It's sort of your barometer. Your happiness barometer is shaped by what pleasure you're getting or not getting in your life. And as I mentioned earlier, the commercial industry sells pleasure, not happiness. But people often don't know that. To understand happiness as, or to understand unhappiness as failing to get the pleasure you want. Again, lots of people are using pleasure as the reference point for their happiness and or unhappiness. The more they are getting of pleasure, the more happy they should be or think they are. Often people realize that isn't the case, but not everybody. And that the less pleasure they get in things in life means that they must be unhappy. But interestingly, there are lots of people who are not getting what they want, which would be pleasure, but have figured out that they are getting what they need. And so they're not caught up in the needs, wants, confusion that often happens for people who are experiencing, who living in the hedonist role. They confused a want with a need. A want is something that gives you pleasure. A need is something that's closer that can help you to experience genuine happiness. So in a way, the hedonist is involved in teaching themselves to be unhappy when they use the pleasure reference point. How much am I getting pleasure reference point to determine whether they're happy or unhappy? That the hedonist is to understand that surviving best involves getting the pleasure you want. So in their, you know, keeping in mind the ego energy's main goal of survival is that when you are getting pleasure as much as you want, whenever you want, that you are surviving well. Ego's voice says, pleasure is your oxygen, and you must have it. Ignore those neighbors who would call you away from your pleasure. They can only weaken you and make you lifeless. Ignore any emotion that seeks to interrupt your search for pleasure. Here the hedonist is teaching themselves with the aid of their lower ego vulnerability energy not to pay attention to those who are pointing out the fallacy of their pleasure-based life. People who are trying to help them understand that the things that maybe they've been got caught up in their life with different addictions will never, ever lead them in the direction of happiness. But often unhappiness due to the destructiveness that often comes with getting caught up in the web of addiction. And to that those who are calling attention to the misperception of happiness that the hedonist is locked onto, that the ego's voice says, don't listen to them. Don't pay attention to them. Just keep getting the pleasure you want because that is the right way to go about living your life and to be happy. That the hedonist is teaching themselves that. And that those who are calling attention to the often destructive impact of their pleasure-based life upon themselves and others. So people who are trying to be supportive and helpful to them are to be ignored by the hedonist because they're pulling them away or they're trying to pull them away from what I want and I need for me to be happy and for me to survive. Whatever form of pleasure experience I seek. And that the hedonist is to ignore feelings of guilt or fear that could bring into focus what people are trying to bring to their attention. So the hedonist is to ignore any feelings of guilt or fear that could come with the messages that others are trying to send them, that are trying to help them understand the dangers, the destructiveness, the harm that may be coming to themselves or others, because that would get in the way of the pleasure they want. Ego's voice says, do not listen to fear, guilt, or sadness calling you to work or responsibility. You need not own the past or be obligated to the future. Here the hedonists is teaching themselves, with the assistance of their lower ego vulnerability energy, to ignore any feelings that would interrupt their focus on pleasure by having to focus on other real-world responsibilities and things that may involve their family or their health or their work. Pleasure comes first. So don't stop getting the pleasure you want because you would be asked to deal with life in the form of those various obligations or responsibilities. And that the hedonist is also not to be bothered by failure to own responsibility from the past for the things that we may have done in the past that we must be responsible for to learn, grow, and to change and grow, develop into a healthier place that can lead us in the direction of happiness. Or maybe those that involve the future if they interrupt getting the pleasure they seek. So don't worry about the future. Don't be concerned about it. Don't exhibit the caution, the anxiety, the concerns that one should have. Just take care of your needs for pleasure. Ego's voice says, let pleasure erase your knowledge of your weakness and make you invulnerable. Let it save you from earthly challenges and adversity, shielding you from failure, losses, or mistakes of your making. In pleasure, you will be kept strong. You must use emotion as a tool for finding pleasure. Enjoy fear, anger, guilt, sadness, or love when they can serve your need for pleasure. Foster their appearance within yourself and others to receive your pleasure. Here the hedonist is teaching themselves with the help of their lower ego vulnerability energy that seeking and getting pleasure will hide the weaknesses and vulnerability the hedonist possesses. That pleasure will prevent them from being responsible for their contribution for what has gone wrong and make life easier for the hedonist. And that the hedonist is to use the emotions of fear and anger and guilt and sadness and love as tools to feel pleasure that can be enjoyed due to the physical and psychological arousal they can cause the hedonist to experience. And here is an important idea, that the hedonist is to use these emotions on their terms, not life's terms. And this kind of gets back to the idea that we feel these wonderful emotions, be it love or fear or anxiety or guilt. And those emotions are to be helpful and sources of motivation and guidance that we can use in our efforts to grow and work with and come to terms with our humanity. But that's not what the hedonist is doing. They're looking at emotions as a tool to, on their terms, not life's terms, by which to experience pleasure. So we can create guilt in others, and it may make us feel good. Or we can create fear in others and make us feel good. And that's a possibility that many people do make use of these emotions in ways that are actually harmful and destructive, but they can be pleasure related. Ego's voice says, know the worthiness of other people or activities from the physical pleasure they offer you that has been brought from your emotion. Those without pleasure are worthless. Replace those that no longer serve this purpose, as they would weaken you and endanger your daily survival. Here the hedonist is teaching themselves, with the help of their lower ego vulnerability energy, that the significance, the importance, and the meaning of people in their life or what they are doing is to be judged by the pleasure they get from them, and to enjoy the ones that are leading to emotions that would bring pleasure in the form of arousal, excitement, and stimulation. This kind of makes me think about drama and people who are in relationships where there's lots of drama, that they are exchanging lots of pleasure via the emotional arousal that comes within the relationship. Anger, fear, guilt, love, but they're being used as a tool for arousal and pleasure. And to remove from your life those who don't, because they are useless. So to see those who do not offer pleasure as meaningless, useless, find those who will. We have reached the end of our focus on ego's voice. I hope this has given you greater insight as to the impact of lower ego vulnerability energy within the mind of the hedonist. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll be looking at what the person living in the role of the hedonist is unable to hear from the voice of spirit due to the unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy that is at work. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. Ohm Times Radio. IOM FM. Ohm Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Ohm Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sati Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Ohm Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I'll be looking at what the voice of spirit is saying to the hedonist that they're unable to hear due to the blockage being caused by their lower ego vulnerability energy and the distance from their divinity that results from the thoughts and messages contained within ego's voice that I shared with you earlier. Along with coming to recognize ego's voice using ego medicine, the hedonist will need to hear the voice of spirit in order to fully heal and bring about the synergy, the merging, and the unification of their humanity and divinity. So now we'll take a look at the Spirit's voice. Spirit's voice says, "You cannot find happiness within pleasure or by proving that you lack weakness. Finding distance from your weakness through pleasure is only an illusion. Pleasure is the altar upon which you worship, however, and it has become your god, a source of false power and strength, revealed by its limited ability to provide happiness. Spending your life moving from one pleasure to another gives you a lifeless, empty, and lonely existence in which you separate yourself from others by avoiding true connection." Here, Spirit is saying that the means to experiencing happiness cannot be found through experiencing as much pleasure as possible, and also that the absence in one's sense of weakness does not lead to happiness, that gaining distance through the use of pleasure from one's imperfections, one's weaknesses, one's healthy human vulnerability is not the means to happiness. In fact, connection to one's weaknesses and humanity provides the opportunity to experience happiness. Think about that. That's a really, I think, important idea, that the means to happiness is not avoiding who we are, but understanding who we are and learning about and growing and dealing with the inherent nature and weakness and imperfection of our humanity, that having worked with that and done that is really the means by which we can come to know a real and genuine happiness in our life. That pleasure lies at the center of the hedonist life, which they have falsely equated with empowerment due to the false connection that the hedonist has established with happiness. So the hedonist has strongly connected happiness and pleasure, and as a result, experience a sense of being empowered. And this also probably feeds into the need to continue getting more and more and more of it, because the sense of empowerment via experiencing pleasure that comes with it. But that the hedonist has actually built an empty, lifeless, and lonely existence because the relationship they maintain with pleasure and not people. So the relationship the hedonist has is really with pleasure and really not with people. Spirit's voice says, "You have become imprisoned by your drive for pleasure and are within its bondage. You have been made distant from your neighbor by your call to pleasure. You cannot truly know your neighbors, nor they you, when you are consumed by this desire. Pleasure is the company you must ultimately keep. All are a reflection of your suffering." Here, Spirit is saying that the hedonist's preoccupation with pleasure has taken over their life. Their thoughts and words and deeds are being shaped by their desire for pleasure, and that this weakens their connection to people, because they often become, that is people, a means to the end of getting pleasure, a tool for that end, if you will. So they use people toward that end. I'm sure you've heard that term, people who use people toward their own ends. In this case, the hedonist is doing that. The preoccupation with pleasure is building a wall between the hedonist and the other people, because the relationship is built upon opportunities they can offer to get needs for pleasure met, not happiness. And that the hedonist is experiencing the human suffering of hollow and unhealthy relationships. There's that word again. I've been using human suffering in the form of distant, disingenuous, manipulative, exploitive relationships that are about getting pleasure within the relationship rather than the other qualities and experiences that can come when living in a genuine relationship with others. And that's suffering. The hedonist experiences the divine suffering of failing to be the love, life, and energy God is, particularly within relationships. Spirit's voice says, emotion for the purpose of pleasure alone is your enemy. You can learn nothing from it. It has kept you still and stagnant, leading to great suffering. Emotion is to be a tool for growth, not merely pleasure. It serves as a tool with which to find the happiness you are seeking, and a means to knowing and accepting your earthly weakness. Here, Spirit is saying that the hedonist is misusing emotions for the purpose of pleasure that comes with instigating guilt or anger or fear, but that this is actually harmful to themselves as well as others. That the hedonist has formed a contrived relationship with feelings that stands in the way of experiencing them in a genuine way that connects them to their humanity. That the hedonist is missing out on using emotions as a means to experience real happiness from the lessons they can teach them about themselves and life. Lessons that can include a better understanding of happiness disconnected from pleasure and themselves. And I think this is an extremely important idea having to do with emotions. Emotions not on the hedonist terms, where they may use guilt or fear or anger or instigated in others as a means to experiencing pleasure. And these are emotions on the hedonist terms rather than emotions on life's terms. Life's terms meaning that they can be used as a means to growing and learning and seeing and dealing with our humanity in ways that can ultimately lead us toward knowing genuine happiness. Spirit's voice says, allow emotion to call upon you freely so it may serve you. Let it be your friend, dwelling within you when needed. You must truly recognize the absence of happiness to know when it has entered into your life. Emotion will not fail you in your journey to happiness. Here, Spirit is saying, be open to emotion on life's terms so that it can teach the lessons to be learned when emotion draws our attention to them. The emotions of guilt or fear or anger or love, any of these emotions can be healthy human emotions that draw our attention to what needs to be paid attention to in understanding ourselves, in understanding life, and in understanding our journey to genuine happiness. To come to know feelings as signals that can lead the hedonist to work with the imperfections of themselves and life. That emotions can teach us when we are at a distance from happiness and the journey we must take to walk towards it. That emotion was designed into our humanity to help us in life's journey and to experience a human existence that is filled with happiness. Spirit's voice says, "The happiness you seek lies within divine truth. You will find it within the service you can offer to all while being the love God is. It lies within the celebration of God's presence in all of the life that surrounds you. It lies within the energy you have been given to engage in truthful thoughts, words, and deeds, a happiness in which you are living each of the divine gifts in your journey to the kingdom of heaven. Illusions of happiness built upon pleasure have no place within this kingdom." Here, Spirit is saying the foundation of human happiness lies with one's ability to be divine truth, to be the love, life, and energy God is. That's the foundation within our divinity that can be played out within our humanity to experience happiness in the earthly realm. That it also lies within the awareness of each of the divine gifts that one has received, being fully connected to the gift of one's life, the gift of being able to create the life in which you and the hedonist is living, the gift of eternal life, and the gift of God's presence within us. It lies within the connection of our divinity with our humanity, and that our happiness is expressed in our earthly existence within our humanity and living healthy, balanced ego energy, which allows for the expression of our divinity within it. We have reached the end of our focus on egos, on Spirit's voice for this show. I hope that what I've shared with you will allow those needing to do so to hear the voices of ego and spirit that must be heard, so that they can truly speak with more of their voice in their life, and not egos, and get on with the business of truly and authentically living, and not just surviving or existing. I want to mention that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not egos, as you go about healing your ego energy where needed in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. If you would like to offer any comments, please email me at spiritualawakening777@comcast.net. But please do not leave any attachments, as I cannot open them for security reasons. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine, by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact, will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. divine truth, and the divine gifts a part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual because you already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. Thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.